Quick! Does anyone know a good social justice warrior? I know I'm offended, but I can't remember why. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
My, oh my, what a wonder.
Everybody knows Zippity-Doo-Dah, the Disney classic, but it's kind of hard to place which movie it comes from.
Zippity-Doo-Dah.
That's all right. Happy cherry blossoms to you,
Peach. Early Disney films are known for being racially problematic. From particularly offensive depictions of Japanese soldiers in early World War II propaganda.
No, wait, please. Japanese customs say always shooting a man in the back, please. Oh, thank you.
To Fantasia, where the dark-skinned centaur named Sunflower plays servant to the light-skinned centaurs and has since been cut from the updated version of the film. To the blatantly racist Native American tribe in Peter Pan. But the worst one of all has been locked in the Disney vault for 30 years. The Song of the South takes place on a plantation in Georgia in the 1800s, where African Americans and Caucasians live in blissful harmony. There seem to be no problems at all on Grandma's plantation, and that's exactly where the problem is.
Or do they teach you to talk like this in some Panama City sailor bar, or is this getaway day and your last shot at his whiskey? Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Thursday, I believe. And I'm so grateful for today's show, Triple Slam, with Chris Ann Hall, Mike Meharry from the 10th Amendment Center, and one of our favorite people on the planet, Dr. Duke. From the Dr. Duke Show, Dr. Duke Pesta, we're so happy to have you, and also Uncle Milty. I'm just one blessed girl. What can I say? Really, really happy all of you are with the show today. This is just so fun. Dr. Duke Pesta, so glad to have you back on a Thursday.
It's just fun.
It is. I just played Total Nimrod talking about Disney movies and how I didn't realize this growing up. You know, when I watched a movie, I just watched a movie. I didn't realize all of the political messaging that was crowded into my very politicized cartoon. And Song of the South seems to be one on their list, besides Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's Rice, and some of these others, and Elmer Fudd. This seems to be one of their big problems, because Disney's going to purge us of our hate today by switching out our Splash Mountain ride to permanently indoctrinate us against racism.
Yeah, I think that this is really funny. How are we correcting our racist past? Uh-huh. We are correcting it by erasing black people left and right. Aunt Jemima, she's gone. Mrs. Buttermilk, she's gone, right? Song of the South, it's gone. Have you noticed this? That the way we white people fix the problem is to take all of these pieing images of African Americans back 100 years ago when there were none and erase them. And I've got my own version of Song of the South. Are you ready?
Okay.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-day. I am black and I must go away. Plenty of stupid coming our way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. How about that?
That was perfect. Thank you. I feel less anger and inner rage and against my white guilt as we speak. Disney, I never knew. You know, I grew up at Disneyland, and my uncle even partaking in helping to animate the forest in the Disney movie Snow White. And you know, this is so amazing to me. After growing up there, 40 minutes away, we went there for everything. I never realized from 1989 on that Splash Mountain was some some ode to Song of the South. It never even crossed my mind. I just thought I was on an exhilarating ride where I was drenched with water and fell off a cliff. I didn't realize that I was politically indoctrinated toward my white guilt and reflection of that I needed more black wokeness in my life. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like we should thank Disney for really helping America to purge our white guilt and to have us understand, even on a Disney ride, that we need to be reminded about how woke we're not. I don't know. It's bizarre.
Yeah, do you notice whenever they have these really serious exposés of racist culture, the narrators become dumber and more childish sounding? I mean, what happened to the days where we used to have, like, Walter Cronkite talking about... No, you've got... They picked a social justice transgender girl from a mid-tier college in Idaho to... I mean, she sounded like she was five. I mean, the more serious the issue, the dumber they have in terms of the narrative. And we talked about this last week. So, okay, so you're going to take things like... Aunt Jemima, right, who was 100 years ago, when there was no representation of African-Americans anywhere, where to put an African-American on a product you wanted to sell to Americans could actually hurt your business. They bravely did it. And 100 years later, we've erased her. We've talked about Gone with the Wind, right? Where you have the very first African-American to win an Oscar. And what is Amazon's position on that? We can't ever let you see it again. This is the stupidity of the American left. And, you know, I want you to play the clip as soon if you can do it now. Great.
I've got this.
The president of the founder of Black BET TV is just honest guy coming out and saying, we're all laughing in your faces.
Here we go.
The people who are basically tearing down statues, trying to make a statement, are basically borderline anarchists. The way I look at it, people having fun that they can go out and pull down a statue and have the mistaken assumption that black people are sitting around cheering for them, saying, oh my God, look at these white people. They're doing something so important to us. They're taking down a statue of a Civil War general who fought for the South. In my opinion, black people laugh at white people who do this.
Amen. Amen to the founder of BET, Bet.
And you know what? Yeah. White people have deserved to be laughed. We should be laughed out of civilized society. We were talking during the break, and I pointed out that when you see these rickets-riven soy boys prostrating themselves, kissing the feet of jack-booted Black Lives Matter thugs behind masks, you actually ask yourself, how in the world could this culture, this soy culture, have ever intimidated anyone? I mean, how did white supremacy manage to be a thing when you look around at the remnants of it now and how just puerile and pusillanimous that all is? I mean, it's pathetic. And, you know, there's a new Pew poll out, and this will blow you away. They've done a survey. They've polled literally only 1 out of 6 of the protesters in the streets. Just 1 out of 6 are black. 5 out of 6 are white. And this is literally what they're doing now. So this exponentially higher numbers of white people engaging in this stupidity. And as the founder and CEO of Black Entertainment Television said, you think you're doing something meaningful, you're being laughed at. If you're not the people who aren't laughing at you are crying because this is so pathetic.
Yeah. Uncle Milty?
They've been attacking a bunch of statues and monuments in the South to a man named George Washington. Right. Carver. they see the name George Washington. They don't understand the Carver part of it.
Yeah, it's this kind of nonsense over and over. And what strikes me is their reasoning, okay, and their thought process, because it's so surface. And I think we need to remember that, the surface of, I got your back, you are abused, and I'm going to go out, I'm going to destroy something in your name, because it shows that I'm one with you. Because that's honestly, I think, some of the intent. Now, the other ones that are paid, not so much. The paycheck's, you know, probably king. But I know some leftists that think this way. They actually think this way. We need to understand
It's also incredibly paternalistic and racist. What you're basically saying is, we white people are going to tear down, pile into the streets and tear things down, because this seems to be the only language that black people can appreciate, right? It's like these white people think they're being applauded, right? They think that black culture is just so in awe of this brand, and you're fighting dead bronze statues. I mean, I mentioned last week, too, you had that situation at a Portland high school, Portland, Oregon, where a bunch of dumb kids pulled down a statue of George Washington, decapitated, Thomas Jefferson, excuse me. They decapitated the statue, and they were beating it with baseball bats, yelling at it like it was a living thing. This is the kind of bravery you get from these soy boy Black Lives Matter white protesters. They'll beat up any, there's no statue. There's no immovable bronze statue anywhere that will fail the wrath of soy boy lefty pajama boys, right? I mean,
yes.
they'll beat any statue out there with bricks. This is about, or with bats. This is the level at which these paternalistic idiot white people, young white people, are operating.
Well, look at what they're going after so far. They're going after statues. So for every statue they down, we build three more. Okay. They delabeled a syrup. They're going after Uncle Ben's rice. And they are trying to take down Elmer Fudd. This is about the extent of what their mission is. If you really think about it, I hope we don't feel too defeated by that.
Well, the woke ESPYs, right, with that idiot Megan Rapinoe as the MC, the one that's still griping about unequal pay after two federal judges have now slapped them down, the woke ESPYs took an 87% dive this year.
Really?
Nobody wants to hear this stuff.
No way. Oh, that's great. That is great.
And then you've got these darling white actresses who've been doing voiceovers and for black characters on TV, who've conscientiously walked away from it. Newsflash, honey, it's a cartoon. The cartoon characters are black. No one sees you behind the screen. So what are you exactly doing here, right? It is a sacrifice that is utterly unnecessary and nobody even pays any attention to.
And no one cares. No one literally cares. I mean, this is about the fight that they put in on this. And yes, I realize freedoms are eroding. And yes, there's some things going on here. But look at their mission. Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
Everything they're doing is backfiring on them. A predominantly white, progressive Minneapolis neighborhood vowed as a neighborhood not to call the police in any case.
Really?
Yeah. So now they have 300 homeless people living in tents in their neighborhood.
with signs on their yard that say, rob me.
Yeah.
And most of the homeless are white.
Yeah.
Rob me now. Because we have agreed not to call the police. I mean, my gosh, you might as well just say, no gun lives here. We're open all night. Yep. Come on in.
On the national stage, you just saw the Democrats in the House and Senate refuse to even consider a bill that would address some of the problems with police. They don't want any part of it. So you got the Democrats now prohibiting any progress on what is a perceived problem with the police.
Yeah.
And it had 80% of what they included in the House bill.
They just don't want Republicans to be the ones responsible for it.
Yep.
So rather than let the Republicans and Trump get credit, they're telling their own constituency, you're out there doing this stuff. We told you to do it, but we're not going to pass any legislation for
you. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke and Uncle Milty.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm really grateful for this. My joints don't hurt as much, and I have a lot more energy and focus. I've been amazed at the difference. I'm working on weight loss right now, but most importantly, first and foremost, I just want to be healthy again, and I'm feeling better and better every day. I'm sleeping better, too. You know, I kept hearing about it on the radio, and I just said, you know what? This is fantastic. Everybody is saying all of these things that I'm trying to fix. And I said, I know this will work. And sure enough, it has. It really, truly has. So I'm very grateful.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.